This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Afternoon. Thanks for being here. We cover all kinds of different topics on this program every day, but in the summertime, we lighten some of the segments up and talk about some fun things happening in the Umpqua Valley, get opportunities to talk to national musicians that are rolling through and other folks like that, and we get that opportunity again today. Heart of Rock and Roll is playing at Music Off Central tomorrow night at Central Park in Sutherland. Roger Langdon from the group. Roger is joining us from the dubious location of Winnemucca, Nevada. Roger, thanks for being on today.
It's great to be here, Kyle. Thanks for having me on.
So I guess, first of all, talk about how your group began, when it started.
It all started pretty much 2012, 2013, right in there. I had been in just a variety cover band. My gimmick, I suppose, was kind of that I would do vocal impersonations of the singers. So if we were doing a James Brown song, I sounded like James Brown or Springsteen or Michael McDonald or anything like that. So I kind of can do vocal impersonations, some better than others. We did one song called The Heart of Rock and Roll by Huey Lewis and the News, and one guy who was kind of a fan of our band said, man, they're my favorite band. You guys should maybe consider doing a tribute because you kind of sound like him naturally. And so that's really kind of all it was that got it started. We had a little bit of downtime in 2012, 2013, and my brother, who was also in the band, said, what do you think about the tribute? And that's what got it rolling.
Now, where were you guys located at then?
I am born and raised in Southern California. I live currently in the Temecula Valley, just the border of north of San Diego County. And we started in Southern California, and it's since grown big times from there.
Now, you talked about being in a cover band. At that point in your life, before all this got going, was doing music sort of a part-time thing, and you had a regular day job?
Yeah, absolutely. It was just a side thing. On the weekends, my career, most of my adult life, was sales and marketing for either construction companies. I did some work with baseball teams here in Southern California. Always kind of on the sales and marketing side. That was my 9-to-5. The music was on the weekends.
Now, it's always a big leap to contemplate going from music as just a fun sort of thing to having music be the way you make your living. Was that like a kind of a gradual shift for you and the band?
Very much so. And it was never really, when we started this, we never really thought it would be a career in a sense that it could sustain financially. And it was really only up until the last few years that I was able to say, well, we're kind of touring so much, it's not fair to the company I work for or my boss that I'm gone a lot. And some bosses were great about it. Some were okay, but they really did, you know, tolerate it. And so it just became a thing where I had to make a decision, even though financially I was going to have to take a slight step backwards, that if I really want to commit to this band, I'm going to have to probably just go full time. And that's what happened just a couple of years ago. And so since then, this is my full time career. That's not the case for everybody in the band, but most of the guys are making a living playing music.
So how many people in your band, and talk about their backgrounds?
So what we're going to be bringing to the Sutherland show tomorrow night is going to be a 6-piece version of our band. We really don't get much bigger than a 7. So we're going to have a 6-piece version, and it's all made up of guys from Southern California. One of our guys, our sax player, is now lives in Tennessee. So we actually have created 2 lineups of our band. We have a California-based lineup, we have a Tennessee-based lineup, and then me, who performs as Huey, is the one that always travels to all of the shows.
So a lot of work there to maintain all of this. Now, where all do you guys tour? Do you guys just stick with the U.S.?
Well, we added Canada this year, so it's been all in the U.S., but we did play Canada just a couple months ago. we're, as I'm speaking to you, we've been traveling from Utah, where we did two shows, and that's why we took a stop here, and we got a lunch break. Worked out perfect to sit and talk with you while we're all on a little bit of a break, being on the road, and then heading on to Oregon. Then we go to Washington, and we're just all over the place. We play all over the country.
Now, is a lot of your shows summer, late spring, early fall outdoor tours, or do you do a lot of indoor venues as well?
We do a real good mix of both. Yes, during the summer, we probably do a lot more of those kind of like what we're doing tomorrow night, the city summer concerts kind of thing. And those do great. We love having those big family events. We love it. But we also do casinos. We're heading up to Washington, do a couple of casinos. And we do performing arts centers and theaters. So it's a bit of a mixed bag.
What is maybe one of the tougher things about doing this full time?
Well, like you kind of touched on, really the logistics of the lineups and plotting out the tours and the runs and making sure we're not crisscrossing the country, and we're hopefully kind of creating a loop, ideally is what I would call it, is, you know, you start at one base, you go out, you do your shows, and you kind of create your circle and you path and circle back and you start, hopefully get home, and you're doing shows around the whole loop.
Well, it's certainly a pretty interesting lifestyle. It's got to be got to be a little different, but it sounds like you guys really like what you're doing.
Oh, it's been an absolute blast. We've been doing this, like I said, for almost 12, 13 years now. We are still enjoying each and every night we perform. We still are. Nobody's tired of the songs. Nobody's tired of the show. Everybody's having a great time. It is a group. For being such a large group of guys between California and Tennessee, it's a lot of folks that really get along well.
All right, Roger Langdon is with us. Stay on the line here. We're going to feature one of the songs that you'll probably hear in Sumlin tomorrow night from the Heart of Rock and Roll, Huey Lewis Tribute Band. Here it is on Inside Douglas County, a News Radio, 93.9 FM, 1240 KQEN.
I used to be a renegade. I used to fool around. I couldn't take punishment and had to settle down. Now I'm playing a real set aside to my head. Sure, I think I'm crazy. Tip the beast, quick. Like my fans in business suits, I watch them on TV. I'm working out most every day and watching what I eat. Tell me that's good for me. I don't even care. I know that it's crazy. I know that it's nowhere. There is no denying that. Tip the beast, quick. Hip to be square. So hip to be square.
Rock and roll, the Huey Lewis Tribute Band, Hip to Be Square, on Inside Douglas County, 1246. We're going to continue our conversation with Roger Langdon in just a moment. They play music off Central tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, out in Sevelin in Central Park. The interview podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1246 at News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1249, Lars Larson at 1. Tomorrow's program is going to be a two-part program. We're going to be talking about Riverbend Live Youth Theater this Friday and Saturday, and also an update on Umpqua Valley Arts. Roger Langdon with us in Winnemucca, Nevada right now, but tomorrow night he'll be here with the band Art of Rock and Roll, music off Central Park in Sevelin. You know, Roger, I was just thinking about Huey Lewis really kind of hit it big in 83, which, according to my calculations, was quite a while ago. Do you obviously, though, you find that people are still really enamored with his music?
Yeah, actually, there's been a little bit of a resurgence for him. They had the musical on Broadway for a little while called The Heart of Rock and Roll. And so there's been a little bit of resurgence in Huey Lewis' interest. And we've gotten to know the band. We're actually kind of friends with them. And so we really feel a responsibility to do the music well and get people who maybe have kind of forgotten about them to hear their music again and realize what great, fun, upbeat music it is.
How do you get connected there? Because I would think professionally it would almost be a little awkward to contact Huey Lewis or somebody in his band and say, well, what do you think about what we're doing? How did that all evolve for you guys?
Well, they contacted us, actually. So we were only been doing it for maybe 2 years, and we got an email from the wife of one of the band members. And she just asked, do you ever play in Minnesota? Because that's where she lived. And we said, no, we don't. She goes, oh, well, that's too bad. My husband is Sean, the keyboard player, and the guys really like what you're doing. So when they came to Southern California within that year, we all got to meet. And so we've kind of become friends with them. So they found us is really what happened.
Now, that era of music, just like Bruce Springsteen had Clarence Clemons, the saxophone was a really big deal. Talk about your sax player.
Oh, my gosh. He is amazing. His name is Steve Nieves. He is from Southern California, but he does now live in Tennessee. And he is an absolute pro, and he's an absolute performer at every level. He sings, he plays. He's just a great personality. He takes our show to a whole other level. He's currently touring with Jim Messina of Loggins and Messina fame. And so when he's not with us, he's with Jim. So you can see him on tour with Jim Messina. Just amazing, phenomenal player. He's vital to the show. And he will be there tomorrow night in Sutherland. So everybody's going to get to see Steve.
Talk about the music that you grew up listening to.
It's kind of funny because people think you start a tribute band because you love the artist you're paying tribute to. Not to say I didn't love Huey Lewis and the News. I was in high school when they were coming out, and I liked them. I owned their albums like I owned Springsteen's album and Prince and Michael Jackson and Madonna, and I owned all the albums that everybody owned. I wasn't the biggest fan, but I liked them. So I was a big variety guy. But now that we've been doing this for as long as we have and we've really learned these songs, I've developed a huge appreciation and love for Huey Lewis and the News.
What can people expect at Music Off Central? What kind of show do you guys present tomorrow night?
It is going to be an absolute blast. We were there back in 23, and I think we did it in 22 as well. So it's been a year off, and we are ready to just roll out the show for everybody in Sutherland. It's one of our highlighted shows every year. We look forward to playing in Oregon. We can't wait. We're going to give you every big hit from Huey Lewis and the News, a couple of surprises, a couple of covers in there, and just a really great time. And I think Music Off Central is even doing a sweepstakes or a giveaway or a drawing for a meet and greet with the band kind of thing. So it's a highlight year show for us every year.
All right, 7 o'clock tomorrow night, Central Park in Sutherland. Roger Langdon of the Heart of Rock and Roll. We're going to let you jump back on the road and make your way here as we listen to one more song. Roger, thanks for talking to us.
Thanks so much, Kyle. Appreciate it. Great talking with you.
We'll be right out front after the show. We'd love to say hi to you. Thanks, everybody, for coming out. The power of love is a curious thing. Make a one man weep, make another man sing. Change a heart to a little white dove. More than a feeling, that's the power of love. Tougher than diamonds, rich like cream. Than a bad girl's dream. Make a bad one good, ooh, make a wrong one right. Power of love will keep you home at night. Don't need money, don't take fame. Don't need no credit card to ride this train. It's strong and it's sudden, and it's cool sometimes, but it might. The power of love.
of Rock and Roll is the name of the band, a Huey Lewis tribute group. Roger Langdon was on with us this afternoon, and they will be in the Umpqua Valley tomorrow night playing music off Central in Sevelin. It'll be 7 o'clock at Sevelin's Central Park. That wraps up Inside Douglas County for today. 1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.